Hi, everyone. Welcome to Nerd's Eye View, episode 190 for the week of July. July what, Andrew?
First.
See how I incorporate you into the show so quickly?
Yeah.
That's what I do. I'm a real professional at this. July 1st is the week that this show will air. I said it was episode 190.
Yeah, that's the date that it will first be available
for digital download. It airs archived
local access
on manual access. It's called click and download.
It's one of those secret radio stations that you have to dial, put your dial between numbers.
Ty is also here. Hi, Ty.
No, I can't do it. Hi, how's it going? What is good with y'all?
Sorry, what are you saying to me right now?
Hello, how are you?
If it's clover, it's something something right over.
That's it, it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, terrible.
That's stuff we were talking about on the ride over here. But that's not what you're going to hear about on today's show.
Neither here nor there.
Mm-mm.
Some of it is over there, though.
It was on the drive over here. Speaking of cars, we've got a review of Cars 3 coming up, a.k.a. Transformers 4.
You know, might as well have been.
Yeah.
Pixar presents Disney's Michael Bay presents Transformers 4. What is it actually called? Does anyone know?
Age of Extinction.
Age of Extinction?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or like
we're gonna talk about that title.
All right. And also on the show today we have some box office top 10, some new releases in TV, Blu-ray, and I can't even say it right.
DVD. What is that third one?
What is this show exactly?
You know, you're here every week.
I've been doing this for a very long time, and the format really hasn't changed that much.
Contribute so much.
So little, to be honest. Let's start it off with the news. Here's the news. Hold on, I can't look down and speak into the microphone at the same time, so I got to pull the tablet up.
That's interesting.
We already got Aliens versus Predator, Requiem. So now what? Comma, or no? Question mark. That's a question mark.
Does anyone know what I'm referencing there? That was a film.
Yeah.
It was a film called Aliens versus Predator, Requiem.
Oh, okay. I knew that.
Now
and I was curious about the.
It was a sequel to Alien versus Predator,
which is a terrible movie.
That's a good movie. You shut your face.
It is not.
You want to fight right now?
Really?
I'll slap you with this tablet.
Human Predator superhero team up.
Uh huh.
It was kind of great though.
And it was so bad. And it's set up for a great second one. And they
says the man
it.
Who never saw Predator.
I saw Predator.
Liar!
Saw Predator.
Yeah, you did it backwards. You're ruining lives.
Don't worry about it. Oh, yeah, I did it way backwards. I saw AVP before I even saw A.
Did you see Predator 2 at least?
I saw nothing. I've now seen A and A2.
Mistakes were made.
Now I'm going to see AVPR.
Well, you also saw that one that's based on the...
A true story?
True story of that life,
Seven Strangers, right?
What saying.
There's an alien and a predator and they're picked to live in a house.
I'm talking about Prometheus, damn it.
Oh, Prometheus, gotcha.
I did see Pro. Prometheus.
Prom Night 3D?
Nope. Prom Night 3D. That was starring Shia LaBeouf.
When you were saying Prom Night, I imagined Night with a K, so it got me way more excited, and then I realized what you were saying, and it went down.
You should patent that or something.
But I know Britney Snow's in there, so
yes.
I'm into that.
What the hell is this news story about?
Okay, so I made this reference because, if you don't recall, Aliens versus Predator Requiem happened during Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And now, Shane Black has been brought on to a new Predator film, which
Legendary.
He says will be a sequel. And famously, his films are set at Christmas. So I think he can't do Christmas this time.
He could have like a palm tree with lights on it or something,
because
like in the jungle.
They've already done Christmas in the AVP world, or A world, or P world. What are we calling it?
What is
this universe?
He's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, right?
Yeah.
Kiss, was Kiss, that bang, Christmas
Iron Man
time
3.
Too?
Yeah, everything he's ever done, like directed or written,
Lethal
they
Weapons.
All take place during Christmas time. I think even Lethal Weapon 2 was at Christmas, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
My favorite Christmas movie.
That's Die Hard. We all know this. So Shane Black will be directing, and then he's going to write a treatment. The actual writer will be Fred Decker.
He's coming back. Huh?
Yeah, from Monster Squad days.
And RoboCop.
Yeah. And Shane Black actually, he was asked to write the original Predator, but he didn't want to do that, and he showed up in the film, which I didn't know until I started reading about this.
They hired him as an actor to kind of lure him into like polishing it like in between takes.
Yeah.
Hey, is this any good?
He's going to do a sequel instead of a reboot. Everyone's, you know, mad about reboots because we already had a Predator, right? Wasn't that a Predator film?
No, it was a sequel.
Yeah, it was something.
Predators?
Requiem?
Predators.
That was the one
with Adrian Brody.
You mean that wasn't Requiem?
No.
Adrian Brody.
That was the most recent one. That was like 3-4 years ago.
Is that a sequel to AVP?
No.
It's like its own thing, but it's still a sequel.
Is there a sequel to AVP?
They're pretty much treating it like the two that, what was it, Paul Anderson? Did he do both of them? I know he did
WS.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
I forgot about Pete Anderson.
Right now.
They pretty much act like those two didn't exist. So it's like Schwarzenegger's, Danny Glover's, and then Adrian Brody and Topher Grace, which was also kind of ridiculous. But, I mean, the cast in that one was good, but it was just, spoilers, Topher Grace is like the big baddie, I guess.
Isn't he in every movie?
They do it kind of like Alien style.
Yeah, it's like
there's a guy in there who looks nice, and then he turns out to be a shithead.
Like everybody, it's just a bunch of like random people from various parts of the world, and they just get dropped onto the Predator's planet. And they don't really know why they're there, and you find out that they're all basically shitty people, and they're going to be hunted. And Topher Grace is like the worst one.
You know that movie Condemned with Steve Austin?
Yes.
Same thing, right?
I didn't see it because it was directed DVD with Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Sorry. Is there plates breaking someplace right now?
Da-da-da-da. No.
All right, that's
fans will be shouting.
But so do we not like that Shane Black is doing it? Or?
Oh, we never really said anything about this.
I'm not a big Shane Black fan, honestly. I've never seen a Predator film except for AVP, so whatever.
You should at least watch the first two.
I definitely want to watch at least the first one and then Predators. Because I like Adrian Brody.
Predators was decent. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't terrible.
He's kind of jacked up in that movie, too.
Adrian Brody, well, as jacked as he could be.
Well, yeah.
He doesn't look as hungry. Like, he's not quite the pianist.
The piano.
Yeah.
The pianist, yeah.
The pianist.
The piano is...
But it had Walton Goggins in it, so you got to watch it.
I'm in. Shane Vandrell's calling my name.
Yeah.
Do you want me to say it again?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now point to me and then I'll say it. Fans will be shouting, Yahoo! Yes. I'm assuming there's some sort of correlation to what I just did and, yeah.
You broke the sound barrier.
An internet company.
Did you do that in remembrance of the old Yahoo commercials?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, good. Because that is exactly what this is about.
Yeah.
Yahoo, in a surprising move, will be the ones bringing Community back to life for season 6. Yahoo has an online streaming or whatever you want to call it.
They do trailers.
They do like weird web series.
What notable series have they done before?
Nothing. So it's called Yahoo Screen, I think is what it's called.
That sounds bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a great name, but, they're going to get 13 episodes.
Give me the details.
Harmon's coming back.
Mm.
Joel McHale. Everyone who is in season 5 from the main cast will be coming back.
Even?
No word on Donald Glover.
Oh.
Didn't he bail like a season ago, though?
No.
He left in season 5.
Wow. Wait, how many seasons? So this is going to be the sixth season.
Okay. That it will be coming. And it's coming in the fall. Like, it's happening.
Like, sooner than
anyone expected.
Okay.
We all thought we'd have to wait years or, I don't know, longer.
We have a cough button.
Hmm?
We have a cough button. Oh.
Is it like an easy button?
We should get a cough button.
Yes, we've talked about this. you'll hear more about this on Shut Up, Leonard. But this is pretty exciting. This is pretty cool. I mean,
means the CFL will come back.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yes, I guess it will.
Suckers.
Well, it depends on how they do. If they drop all the episodes at once, I don't know how we're going to handle
it. Oh, yeah. Ooh.
That might be weird. But
there could be cheating going on.
No, I mean, we just.
Maybe the wild cards, you wouldn't have to.
Yeah, the wild cards would be weird.
Maybe get rid of those. Welcome to the CFL episode.
We'll figure that out. CFL is the Community Fantasy League. I guess that's coming back. So if you want to get into that, then go look it up.
On the internet.
Or go listen to Shut Up Leonard. We'll talk all about it.
Use your Yahoo search engine.
Shut Up Leonard is a podcast on the Ben V Network.
This has been a part of the Ben V Network. You can buy warp. Make a raggy.
I don't know. What?
I thought you were
coming back, guys. Yeah. Get excited.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. Next.
Okay. This one might be geared towards me, only because it says Atlantic Rim.
Yep. Question mark.
Question mark!
Atlantic Rim?
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro.
I know him. He is my father.
Come out onto the internet.
Oh my goodness.
And formally announced in a video that Pacific Rim will be getting a sequel, and it already has a date, April 7th, 2017.
That's like right now.
That's in 3-ish years.
Oh my goodness.
And also there's going to be apparently like a comic book and a cartoon series.
Yeah, animated series.
They're going
fucking
crazy.
Buddy. I like this.
I don't remember how much they're doing this, but sure.
Did that movie make a lot of money?
Yeah, it made its money back.
Yeah, because I remember the first week was not good.
But most of that came from China. So, but $411 million.
They're going to save Transformers, too.
I think the sequel will be set in China.
Probably. I think it cost $190 to make it, so it made its money back.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah.
And I can get a Hellboy 3?
I mean, there have been worse movies made that got sequels.
Look, if we can live in a world where, at an eventual point, Pacific Rim and Godzilla crossover,
I'll be
happy.
It was a possibility, but now that Legendary is at Universal, it's not going to happen.
Because
Warner Brothers still has the rights. Yeah.
Damn you, WB.
Damn you, Universal. Actually, it's Legendary's fault, really.
Let's tie with the Backlot.
Backlot Insider.
Backlot Insider, thank you.
That sounds like something else.
You need to see your doctor about
that. In front of your face, not behind
you. Yeah.
Well, this guy, his backlots. Dirty deals.
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't think this would happen.
This is great.
It's pretty cool.
This is
as long if they can get if it can be just better than the first one.
The Not first one, wise. I mean, it's a dumb movie, but it's a good dumb movie.
It's a very good dumb movie.
Yeah,
it looks
like
nice.
Just the idea of like,
it's fun.
Let's build these giant robots to fight lizards.
Yeah, that's gonna be. I'll talk about that when we review Transformers.
Yeah, underwater space lizards.
Underwater interdimensional space lizards.
Yeah, we came out of the Earth's butt crack.
Yeah.
All right.
That's accurate. Come on.
That's the news. What does that mean?
You know what it means. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Are you ready? Yes. I'm going to tell you what it's time for right now. That's the box office top 10!
Count me down.
Well, this movie was done by Method Man. No, or number 10 was done by Method Man.
There you go.
Le Chief?
Yeah. I screwed that up.
Who is a member of number 9?
X-Men Days of Future Past.
And they failed because there was a number 8.
The Fault in Our Stars.
You would have seen it if you could see number 7.
Edge of Tamari.
Okay, little thing, don't come up there while I'm touching the screen. Thank you. Number 6, I'm just going to do that.
Jersey Boys.
We're definitely killed by number 5.
Maleficent.
Who, of course, she knew how to number 4.
Think Like a Man 2?
Because she also knew how to also number 3.
Train Your Dragon as well.
How many 2s were in 3 that are also in 2?
22 Jump Street.
And they're not going to number 1.
Transformers Age of Extinction.
Can I give you guys some good life advice? Don't get water drops on a touchscreen.
You had a water drop?
Yeah.
It was screwing up your whole life over there.
God, I couldn't even see what movie I was doing next because like the screen would come up, the on-screen keyboard.
What's going on here, Transformers? It made $100 million?
What? Because there were like 30 people at 9 o'clock in the morning to see that movie, and we were some of them.
Yeah.
Suckers.
I did it twice. I was a sucker.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
And that movie theater jacked up their prices just for that showing, right?
I think just for the three of us.
Yeah.
These suckers.
When I went to buy my ticket and she said the price, I said, what? I said, excuse me? It was early enough that I was still, but I still had my wits about me.
I want to speak to your manager.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, it was still breakfast.
I was like, is there a student price? What's happening?
You could still get a McMuffin. It was so early.
Yeah. So what do we got here? The top 4 are all sequels. Number 9 is a sequel, so half of them are sequels.
Only one of them is an original property?
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're right. Oh,
yeah.
That's Chief, right?
Hold on, I gotta check out the window.
Le Chief. Yeah.
Oh boy!
Yeah, look at
you mean 22 Jump Street wasn't
TV show?
Fault Fault, Edge, Jersey, and Maleficent are all based on previous properties. Or just based on something.
The Jersey Boys was a musical.
Jersey Boys musical, Edge of Tomorrow was a book, Fault in Our Stars was a book.
Fucking books are dumb.
Listen, guys, this is, you know, we need better movies right now.
You can do it on your own, and it's just called paying homage, that's all.
I might have to see How to Train Your Dragon 2, because a lot of people like that film, and the first one left no impression on me, except that it was like, yeah, it's cool, he wrote a dragon.
Yeah, I remember, I think I enjoyed it, but I don't remember anything of it, except for accents. And what's his, Jay Baruchel?
Exactly, right?
Yeah. I think Jonah Hill had a voice in there too,
yes,
didn't he?
Yeah.
He was like the
So was America Ferrera.
Oh, yeah.
And so was Kristen Wiig. And so was
Gerard Butler.
Yes! And so was the talk show host guy.
Craig
Irish.
Ferguson?
Yes!
You guys love this movie.
Wasn't that Brave that he was in?
He's
in
all of them.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you're Scottish, do this.
He is, I'm not kidding.
No, I know.
In all of them.
So was Kevin McKidd in this?
That was Brave.
He's not getting any work. Yeah, I know he was in Brave, but he's not getting any work.
So yeah, I mean, I don't understand. I don't know, sequels, sure.
Let's I think of all these, so like, what, three or four of them? Three, four, wow. I didn't feel like, oh, no, I did see 22 Jump Street. How about that? Yeah, pretty disappointing so far. Like,
oh, well.
Not bad, but just, it's like definitely the dead period of the summer.
Once we get to,
sooner than I thought.
2 weeks from now, it's going to be good?
Apes?
2 weeks? Yeah,
next week we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna see Snowpiercer.
Oh yeah, spoilers for the end of the episode where we tell them what we're gonna
knock on some of that wood.
Norwegian
from
wood.
People I trust.
Okay,
Norwegian wood, nice.
Yeah, bird.
And then in 2 weeks we got the apes, so we're kicking it.
Yeah, which apes?
The dawn.
Oh, okay.
Of the planet. Of
the dawn of justice.
Okay. This water is ridiculous.
You need to go get a wipey?
I'm going to do this.
Oh.
A wipey.
They
He's
like
using
it.
Using a shirt. It's not working.
I'm grabbing my boobies with it, boys. Titties.
So, yeah. So, this week's numbers are just in total up above last week's numbers just because of Transformers.
Which, I mean, it's already, was it 200-300 million already? It's some huge astronomical number in like 5 days. It's bananas.
I mean, we're going to review it. So, we saw it. So, we're to blame.
Yeah. Mostly me, but yeah.
you're to blame equal amount for the both of me and Matt combined.
Because I caught the 9 p.m. on Thursday and then went Sunday morning.
What a loser.
I know.
And you got out at 2 in the morning?
Pretty close. Yeah, it was moments of, well, yeah, we'll get into it.
Yeah. But also I wanted to note the 2, 3, and 4 on this box office lips, they made about a third of what the Transformers made. Them combined, they made 39, not quite half. So that's weird. They're not making a lot of money there. So,
I was gonna make a joke, but I can't do it because I can't do it.
Okay,
it's about something that I call you, which you're not.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
So,
I'm curious. Text
if
me.
You don't want to go to movie theaters. I'm gonna help you out. I'm gonna tell you what's coming out new on DVD. Blu-ray and DVD right now. Here they are, the new releases. Oh boy.
Did you see them? Did you see them? That was them.
Yeah. Oh, DVD and Blu-ray. We got the lunchbox.
Mm-hmm. Now is this
going like, what is this?
Is it a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle lunchbox?
No.
This is a G.I. Joe?
This is a, it was kind of an indie film. I think it's technically some kind of foreign film. I don't know where it's at.
Does it star Roberto Benigni? Because I'd be in.
It's some kind of thing where... why does it not say what country it's in?
America.
It's in another country, but it's a place where, like, there's some service where, like, you pack your lunch for your husband and then they get it specially. But then, in this movie, you have to, like, mail it to him or some shit. Like, it's really fucking weird.
Do they not live with their husbands?
I don't understand.
Is it a war movie?
Hold on, let me read what I can gather from this thing.
A package of Twinkies or something?
She prepares a special lunchbox to be delivered to him at work, but unbeknownst to her, it is mistakenly delivered to another office worker, Sajan, a lonely man on the verge of retirement.
Cheating whore.
Curious about the lack of reaction from her husband, Illa puts a little note in the following day's lunchbox in the hopes of getting to the bottom of the mystery. And then they start sending notes to each other through the lunchbox.
So, what is this, like a French version of The Lake House?
Yeah, it is.
The Lunch House,
you should have called it.
Yeah. No, have you... Well, okay, you don't see foreign films. You hate reading films.
Yeah.
But The Lake House is based on a Korean film called Il Mare, which was, I think, better than The Lake House.
But it's got Keanu in it.
It's, you know, it's better.
Sandy.
Whoa. Whoa. I'm making spaghetti with
I was going to do Dracula Keanu, but...
but it's also I the said. Past. Oh, you missed the Dracula trailer.
I know, I haven't seen that. Dracula I saw it online, Untold. But I didn't watch it. Yeah, I hear it looks good. But...
You know? Sure. Let's just put a shrug on that one. It's much like Maleficent. It's just trying to explain why Dracula's not such a bad guy.
I'm out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of boring.
Hey, come on, guys. I'm not such a dick. I just eat kids. Whatever.
It's because he's, like, protecting his family. It's bullshit.
So he sucks people's blood to protect his family?
He goes to get the Dracula powers to protect his family, and then, of course, he doesn't realize he has to pay the ultimate price of being an asshole.
For life.
For life. Which, in his case, is a long time.
So it's Ghost Rider 3.
So the lunchbox. Gotcha. That's a thing.
Idris Elba is in it?
Yeah.
Hey, if he came back for 3, I'd be in.
If it was just him, I'd watch it.
Would you see it at midnight again? No. Like you saw 2?
Never again. DVD only now. That was our only new DVD and Blu-ray that I felt like talking about. So DVD only, we got a film called Aces and Eights.
This is a poker movie starring...
Casper Van Dien.
What?
I knew one of you would know him.
Why? I know that name.
And Starship Troopers.
Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, I love
Rest
him.
Rest in peace.
I love him.
This film was already out on DVD. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Thank you. You are done.
I just love the title so much. Aces and Eights. It's like a Western. It's getting re-released, so I guess, you know, check it out.
But also, whatever. Casper Van Dien, he's still kicking, you know. I like Sleepy Hollow. The whole 10 minutes he was in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Next on DVD only, we have a film called Escape to Athena. Which stars Roger Moore and Telly Savalas.
What? Though he was Blofeld, right?
He was in the Roger Moore non film.
I wonder how that came about.
He was in the one with
That was Sean Connery's Never Say Never Again.
Right.
That was the unofficial Bond movie. Sean Connery
is that
and Kim
when
Basinger.
Telly Savalas was the one?
Yeah, I think so.
This man
it was like an 87, I think.
Yeah, so this is a film from 79.
Hey.
79.
And it's about a Greek partisan helps Allied prisoners escape with ancient art from a German Major's Island prison. Elliot Gould's in it, too. Ooh. And Sonny Bono. What is happening here? Richard Roundtree?
Real chef. Boy.
David Niven. Okay, well, this just became a classic.
The star-studded cast.
So it's the OG Monuments Men.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Because Elliot Gould would be in his heyday right here.
Yeah.
He'd be the Matt Damon of this film.
Yeah.
All right. And Sonny Bono would be the, who's your guy from Downton Abbey, who was in Monuments Men?
Oh,
that'd be his equivalent.
Hugh
Bonneville?
Bonneville. Yeah.
I was thinking of that stupid one that Juliana likes, Hugh Dancy. That guy sucks.
Dancy is fancy.
He sucks. Hannibal sucks. That's a dumb show.
We're not talking about Hannibal. We're talking about Sneezing Baby Panda.
That's what I'm... Uh-huh. Let's do it.
That's our next DVD-only release.
That's also the next...
That sounds like an 80s band.
Sure.
That's the name of my fantasy football team.
I can't get like a lot of information on this. I went to Amazon, and it has no information except in editorial reviews. It's just all caps. It says, Sneezing Baby Panda, and then parentheses WS. So I'm guessing that's widescreen. We got Sneezing Baby Pandas in widescreen. I don't know how long this is. Here it's 89 minutes. So you get 89 minutes of Sneezing Baby Pandas.
Was it a kids movie or like a nature show?
I literally don't know. I have no information. I just liked the... It's called Sneezing Baby Pandas.
So you're probably going to skip that one.
Oh, yeah. That's not our pick of the week. I don't even know what our pick of the week is, honestly.
This next one sounds like a History Channel show.
Yes, our next DVD only is Wild Brazil, Land of Fire and Blood.
Okay, this is a great movie.
The cover is like a jaguar? Tiger? I don't know what that thing is. It's coming at you.
Is this like a
BBC-er?
Is this a... Yeah, okay. Like a Discovery Channel presents?
Yeah, it's 3 hours of Brazil.
How much fire do you think is in it? How much real fire?
probably more fire than blood. Fire's cheaper than blood.
But fire is thicker than blood?
No, that's you know, haven't I given you this talk about
that
saying?
No, Daddy. Daddy, no.
This is great if you don't know this.
Daddy, no.
This is actually useful information, I think. You know that, so the saying is blood is thicker than water.
Yes.
Right? Well, that's actually been shortened down. The original saying was the blood of the covenant is thicker than the water of the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually has the opposite meaning of what we say today. That means that family is closer than friends. Or wait.
The original translation means that?
The original is the opposite.
And this has been Learning with Lindy.
I'm trying to say, so blood of the covenant is your friendship. Blood of the covenant is thicker than water of the womb, which is your family.
Okay.
So the original saying was actually the opposite.
So the family you choose is stronger than the family you're born into?
Yeah.
That sounds douchey.
But people now say the other saying, and they say it like it's common knowledge. It's
yeah,
that's not the saying. You mean something else.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that's crazy.
It's like beer is better than wine. Totally.
Snob.
Yeah. Unless it's box wine, then it beats all beers.
Box of wine.
You mean Capri Sun? They make wine?
Those are virgin wine.
We could do those, too. Yeah. I was thinking like those little Target juice boxes.
What was there? Wasn't there one? It was called like mommy juice.
Mommy special milk.
That's what it was called.
Mommy's juice.
Or the hill people milk.
Quiet, son. Have some of your mommy's juice.
Goat.
That was a 30 Rock shout out.
Oh, okay. I had forgotten. All right. So that's it for DVD only. Let's go into new on Blu-ray.
This should be the one for the week.
Bring it on.
I'm on board.
Another film I've never seen.
What is wrong with you? That's Gabby Yu's best performance.
Gabby Yu. They went to high school together.
Yeah,
they
we
are
did.
Biffles.
And Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah.
She was in it, yeah.
Mary Jane. And Old Boy Clockstoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Old Boy Clockstoppers?
Yeah, I forget what his name is. Something, I think it's Jesse Clockstop.
Marinara?
Yeah, Jesse McClockstop. I think it's his name.
You were really into Clockstoppers.
I've actually never seen it. I just remember that stupid poster.
That is
it's like, look,
poster.
I'm wearing a watch, and it does special things.
And they're doing, like, it's 2002, but they're doing 90s poses.
Yeah.
Like yeah. Skateboard poses. All right, so bring it on.
Nickelodeon movies for you.
I can't back that. Do you want to really back that as a pick of the week?
I can back this on the next
movie.
One.
Yeah.
I like Bring It On. It's good.
Sparky Plaster and the Spirit Fingers?
We'll back Bring It On this week.
From the director of Ant-Man, soon to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Bring It On. Oh, wait, no. I didn't mean to do that.
So, next... on Blu-ray, we got Crybaby.
This is the Johnny Depp one, right?
Ooh,
Johnny Depp,
yeah.
John Waters, classic.
I could back this as well.
It's like Grease, but better.
Uh-huh.
Because...
it's not sucky.
It's just better. That's all.
I've never seen either.
You know what?
Is this a musical also?
They sing a little.
There's a little bit of singing.
And that's why I didn't watch it.
I watched it with my sister when I was a kid.
Don't make excuses
I remember I liked
for yourself.
It. No, I liked
Still
it.
Better than Grease. Let's just put it that way.
Sandy. I always thought he was Elvis when I was a kid.
John Travolta?
No, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp in this film.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cry Baby. So they say his name. Cry Baby.
What is the plot? I don't even remember.
He goes to jail, and I don't remember why.
He does go to jail.
I
think they think he stole something.
Yeah.
And then they have to prove that it's the jocks or something.
But yeah, but it is as ridiculous as, like, oh, we outlawed dancing. You can't dance here.
I was going to say, he got framed by the Cobra Kai and they sent
something.
Him to jail.
It's as ridiculous as that.
His hick family, like, bands together. I'm not kidding. Like, his sister is, like, 15 and pregnant. Like, that's part of the plot.
It's a John Waters movie.
John Waters is smart.
Yeah.
He can pull it off.
What was the one with Selma Blair and the giant boobs in Johnny Knoxville?
Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
Oh, wait.
It's going to drive me crazy now. What's it called?
That's not... Stealing Harvard is a film, but that's not it.
No, that was... what's his name? Jason Lee. I think
yeah.
That was Bruce McCullough that directed that one.
What is... Oh, man.
It's on the tip of my life.
It's not...
I remember she's got, like...
Is it?
She's got oversized, like, ridiculous-sized boobs.
I remember the cover.
Oh, man.
But nothing else. All right.
So there's that.
You'll work on that. Then on TVD, this is the only thing I could find that I would be willing to back or talk about. It's The Legend of Korra, Book 2, Spirits.
Oh, interesting. This is just all about spirits.
Yeah, I didn't like the first season of Legend of Korra, and I thought they would never get another season, and they did.
And they're getting a video game.
Well, of course. Mm-hmm. But this is the
like a real legit
to
one.
The Last like Airbender,
a real good company
series. So
all I know of Avatar is the terrible, terrible movie. Oh god, it's so bad.
Both of them, right?
I watched like the first four or five episodes.
Jimmy Cameron.
The what?
I watched like the first four or five episodes of Avatar of the first season. I could get into it.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't watched the cartoon in a while.
It was on when it was streaming. I just went through the whole thing. I was like, holy crap. all right, so that's it for our new releases. I guess, yeah, bring it on. That's our pick of the week. We're going to put a link to that in our thingamabob to buy it from Amazon in our description. So please do that.
Well, no, I didn't catch last week, but did you do Ray Donovan last week for the TVD?
You know, we might have. Was Jordan here? What happened? Who were we last week? Who?
Tom. that was Chef.
Then we probably didn't do Ray Donovan.
Yeah, no.
Billy, I would have put it if Jordan was
Billy there. Donovan, no.
Jordan was like a big Ray Donovan back.
Yeah.
Because he's Mr.
Showtime? Yeah, Schreiber?
And but, Stars. Yeah.
Or Star. He's Mr. Stars. That's It's on Stars, right?
No, Showtime.
Oh.
He does both of those. Well, I think Tom is more Showtime than...
Tom is more Showtime.
I just want... That's just a good show. You should watch that.
Oh. I'm not... I always get leery of shows and movies that are just a name.
Yeah. So. This one... Pretty good. It's like bare bones. It's like everything. It's just the stuff you need to know to move the story forward.
Okay.
Doesn't even have a theme song.
Yeah. Just someone says, Ray Donovan.
Yeah, it just says, just text Ray Donovan, and then John Voight comes out and starts dancing.
Hey, I'm
chicks.
Ray Donovan.
It's okay. Awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is where we would say a local video store if someone would send us one or a story about one. So please email us any of your podcasts.
Best video and wireless.
Yes. Yeah.
I passed by, when I went to my parents recently, I passed by the, it was called like United, and it had, the advertisement was still up. You could get a film, a DVD for 92 cents.
How run down did it look?
Oh, it's been closed for months. I thought a foam store was going to take it over, and it hasn't yet. So, you know, they could come back. They could just move back in silently.
Yeah,
their inventory is still there. Just get it. Just do it. And now, something.
Yeah, now it's... Yeah, now it's time for our review. We will not keep you hostage like Michael Bay did when he made Transformers Age of Extinction, which is what we're reviewing. We're going to give you our thoughts and opinions.
Good vibes right out of the gate.
And you know, Michael Bay, he's already said he doesn't care what critics think. He doesn't care what anyone thinks because clearly he doesn't have to. He made a lot of money already.
Yeah.
This is not one of those word-of-mouth movies. So even if we all just said the worst things possible about it, it wouldn't matter.
I feel like...
So we're going to be honest.
People, they know what they're getting into. I hope they do, at least. Like, they know what they're getting into. I mean, they made three of them already, so... Usually, it doesn't get better the more you make.
That's typically true.
Yeah.
And you've seen all of them?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, I've only seen the first one.
I made the mistake of buying the first one, watched it twice, and never touched it again.
Matt, what have you seen?
The first one, and then I cried, and then I never saw any other one.
Because you love the cartoons.
Yes.
That's where you come from.
Yes.
Cartoon land.
I'll take you there.
So this film is like, let me see if I can try and describe it in a sentence.
In a world where...
Mark Wahlberg rescues Optimus Prime... And they get...
No, he buys Optimus Prime.
Involved in...
Optimus Prime was a slave.
...begins with a Transformer hitman and the government, which brings back Megatron from the dead?
Wait, what was his name?
Galvatron.
There we go. Yeah.
Was he Megatron before?
Yeah.
Well, did I get that right?
Yeah, in the first movie, Megatron comes out.
Like the first three.
But this is it's Megatron Reborn.
Yeah. Galvatron.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly how it was done in the animated series, but it was. I don't think it was like a lab that did it. I think it was some sort of voodoo with Energon cubes. And
that sounds better already.
Like I feel like it was like a Decepticon, not Starscream, but like another Decepticon magically brought him back and but built a different. Transformer and use the parts of Megatron. Like it's the same kind of the same thing, the same idea in the movie.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in this film, but then also nothing.
Yeah,
But I'm wondering, like, in like in the animated series, like in the cartoon, that's a huge thing. It's like, you know, because for a while, like, Starscream was running stuff, and he was the main bad guy.
He was the jet guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's all one movie to me. Just one has dinosaurs, but yep. Like a little bit.
Now,
of
this one does. One has
dinosaurs. Yeah. Yeah.
And they were like the Knights of Camelot dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Hanging out in China?
Like, were they there the whole
they
time?
They were in the spaceship.
Dinosaurs were in the... Yeah.
Were they in the spaceship?
The Dinobots were in the spaceship.
Yeah,
they were
Bounty like Hunter trapped. McGee's spaceship?
Yeah, Bounty Hunter McGee had a prison... ship
because that was
they stole and
I wasn't
that's
sure.
Where the that's where the swords of Camelot were or some
yes.
shit
and the man-sized gun that Mark Wahlberg was
yeah,
using.
I love how they
where
found
the,
it an inventory
guns?
Of weapons.
Yeah, it's like, oh look, weapons, this one's a sword and it transforms into a gun,
but it's also small enough for me
like,
to hold
like couldn't
yeah,
it just
yeah.
been a laser gun though or something like something foreign. Ooh. That doesn't like oh it just looks like it's a machine gun.
Yeah, it was like laser bullets?
Yeah.
Like
never
it shot
out.
Yeah, it shot sparks never. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they like, so many... they did the same thing that G.I. Joe did in the cartoon where, like, okay, red was evil bullets and blue was good bullets. They could have just done something like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least the G.I. Joe, the first G.I. Joe, actually, both of them were fun, at least. They're
yeah.
both stupid as all hell, but at least they were fun. Like this, oh god!
To my original point, I think like if you watched all four of these movies and you enjoyed them, to see like Galvatron, you're like, holy crap, dude, Megatron's gone, and then he comes back as something else. So, like that in cartoon, it was like a huge thing. So I don't know how this it plays in here because I only seen this one in the first one because
he just he died in the third one, right?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah. So it's only been a movie, a half,
but
not even a whole movie absence.
Actually, I think he died. I think he died in like all three of them. Because the first one, he was, like, broken into a million pieces or something, and they just dropped him in the ocean.
What, is he a Shredder?
Yeah, I honestly don't remember the first
one. Yeah, they, like, hella lifted him to the ocean and then dropped him. And then the second one, somebody finds him or some crap, and then
it's just like Triple X.
Yeah.
The bomb explodes in the water.
Is that...
Triple X? That happens.
All right.
Yeah.
Or Jack Ryan.
A lot of movies use that.
Yeah,
it's really
yeah.
bad.
It's
really lazy.
But, yeah, I think he dies in, like, at least two of them he dies in. But he always busts to death in return.
Yeah.
Somehow. He's
so
just unkillable.
Optimus.
Yeah, actually, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
So pretty much, wow, because I was thinking that this movie is exactly the same as the first one.
He even
dies
in the animated movie,
that,
too.
They're all the same screenplay. I am convinced now.
And they're the worst screenplay.
Yeah.
The dialogue is horrible in this film.
Like, I mean, at least, because I think the first two were the guy who wrote this one and then Kurtzman and Orshi. But then now they bailed and did Spider-Man, so now it's just Aaron Kruger. So
it looks
in
like
the bank.
Aaron Kruger didn't do the first one.
I think he was one of the writers on the first one.
Because
there was like three writers on the first one.
It doesn't look like he has credit for the first one.
His
credits are Revenge of the Fallen, Dark of the Moon, and Age of Extinction.
Oh. So he's responsible for, well...
He did Brothers Grimm. I mean, oof.
Hey, I like that movie.
That's interesting.
But that was Terry Gilliam's, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that was decent.
This guy did Scream 3.
Hey, I like that movie. Yeah, it's okay.
I think that's when they killed Liev Schreiber. You don't
mm-hmm.
do that.
Nope.
Not in my house.
Uh-huh. Okay, Wolverine Origins.
But yeah, this
So this
movie.
Guy, I mean, he doesn't know how to write people talk.
am I the only one that found when, like, Mark Wahlberg and non-Transformer stuff, when non-Transformer stuff was...
When it was just people.
When it was just people, yeah,
that's
I found that more
them.
Interesting. When it was just people stuff, I found that more interesting than when Transformers were on the screen. I was
torn on that because if I'm gonna go see a film called Transformers, there better be some Transformers on
yeah.
screen.
Yeah, like I get that, but because I mean, the way this one ends, it's almost like they're setting up for a movie without any humans.
Yeah, right.
But
how's that gonna happen?
Pixar, like,
dude,
what else can you do?
That's one thing that bothers me about this movie and the first one is like in the cartoon. Humans are kind of just in the background. It is really
yeah,
just
not part of the
yeah.
Struggles.
It's just the Transformers talking to each other,
yeah.
and that's that. Like occasionally, you'll just see them when they roll out, and like there's like yeah, go get him, Optimus. All
yeah,
right.
Like some kid in the tree or something.
Yeah,
like yeah, to do that. But, yeah.
Like they like the first one got it right when like there's a kid who finds Bumblebee. Yeah, that happens in the cartoon. Uh-huh. That's about it.
With I mean, because the whole human thing, like the characters are pretty dumb. But I did like that the humans actually had other humans to fight instead of just them being like screaming Bumblebee or Optimus from behind a tree or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I liked that Mark Wahlberg threw down with, and plus Titus Welliver. That dude is just awesome.
Which guy's that?
He is the guy that got thrown out of that
He's the
window.
Ghost. What is it called?
He's the my warrant is my ghost? Face. That guy.
That. Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah.
That's an example of the classic writing.
Yeah, Johnny Sunglasses.
He was. Just,
even what were they? They were ghost something. What was
it's like. Dark Ops?
Dark? No.
It was a ghost name.
It was Skull it was like something.
Shadow Ghost.
Shadow something. Dark Shadow? No. Heavenly.
Sand Ghost. It's a dumb name.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it was
right now.
Sounds
like a Tom Clancy
Desert.
Video game.
No.
Desert
no.
Ghost. Desert Rose.
That's close.
You're thinking of Desert Storm?
Desert Eagle?
No, but it had a name like that.
Yeah. It's something. Not, well, yeah. I mean, if we can't remember, it's how it was, good the writing is.
Well, this is how good the writing is. Mark Wahlberg's character's name is Cade?
Yeah, Cade.
Is this
Yeager.
A name?
That's it.
Yeah.
Cade McNown, former UCLA quarterback, Chicago Bears quarterback. Yeah, that's
okay,
a name.
Have you ever known, like, personally a Cade?
No, but it's a name. I've heard it before.
I'm sure there's some in Newport somewhere. Like,
someone got real excited when this movie came out. They're like, oh, my name is in a movie!
Yeah.
All 10 of them. When he said it to, like, he introduced himself to, like, 7 people, and every time I was like, wait, Kate?
Kate Yeager.
What are you saying? K?
Yeah.
I'm not an old man. I just don't understand. This is not a real name.
So much going on. Yeah. Kate, he's an inventor, but like to illustrate, like, because it's Mark Wahlberg. We know what he looks like. He's like, obviously, like Hulk McGee.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's super smart. See, he's wearing glasses.
Right,
like,
yeah.
He takes them off at one point all dramatically.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's why he was wearing them in that scene, too, just like so we can talk shit to Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, okay, the thing that bothered me most about this movie, because I dreaded it going in, is I was surprised that Kelsey Grammer and Stanley Tucci were in it.
Yeah.
And they were horribly underutilized. Like,
wasn't Tucci in second or third?
No, this is his first one.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you're thinking of John Turturro.
Yeah,
I am thinking of John Turturro.
And he was he was very animated. He was funny in the first one. Like he was just really his
he
character was dumb and absurd.
Trying to be funny. Like,
yeah. I liked him.
I like him as an actor,
as opposed to Anthony
these
Anderson.
These movies made me almost hate him. That too, Mike. Well, that's a different movie, but. Yeah.
They're not in this film.
Yeah.
But in this film, we have Stanley Tucci, who's basically Steve Jobs.
Like he could have been Orlando Bloom in The Three Musketeers.
Jesus Christ, you could have. Well, he's better than that because I think...
You could have done something fun like that.
What's actually really great about Stanley Tucci's character in this film is that he goes from being a bad guy to a good guy.
Yeah.
It's actually, like, really interesting. That's like... And it's not because of the writing. It's because Stanley Tucci's really good.
Yeah.
He knows how to sell it.
He's awesome and everything. Except when... I'll blame Michael Bay's direction because there are parts where it's just like, why? You're better than this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's that elevator scene that I just still don't understand.
Yeah.
There's the scene
and then
he
random
gets in the elevator
McGee.
And he's like, I'm holding a bomb and I'm in an elevator. What's happening? And like for 10 minutes, he's like yelling his situation at the guy in the elevator with him. But the doors aren't closing.
And it's just for exposition, but it's terribly done.
It's just so that the doors cannot close, and then eventually a guy comes to attack him and the lady can punch him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, the lady can fight.
She was pretty cool.
She was great, but she, again, like you're saying, underutilized.
Yeah.
All the best people in this film get like one or two scenes.
And especially with as long as it is, you would think there'd be more for everybody to do, but it's just long for no reason.
It's just more for people to run around and Transformers to shout. And shoot.
Like TJ Miller was the best part of this movie.
Oh. Yeah.
And they killed him.
Dispatched really quickly.
And they killed him, and then they never came back to like, because they showed that he became whatever that bomb does.
Yeah.
And never did they go back and be like, hey, look, this is what the bomb does.
Yeah.
Hey, look, he turned into Transformium.
Oh, my God, yes, that's one of my other... like, unobtainium? This is just lazy.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to call this?
Like, I think the people story is fine. Like, it's a solid story. It's like, you know, a father trying to save his daughter. Like, it's a solid story.
And I even think the villains have good motivation.
Yeah. But it's really poorly executed. Like I didn't hate this movie as much as I hated the first one. Like the first one, it's an abomination. This one was just like, man, it was okay. I was bored whenever action stuff was going on because I like some people like I remember reading reviews and hearing reviews of the first one and people loved the action of the Transformers. I was bored out of my mind. And it's only because I...
mean, this one or just as a whole?
As a whole.
Okay.
Because I, for some reason... But I don't know. It works in, like, Godzilla and Pacific Rim. When those monsters are fighting, maybe it's because they look real to me.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to
but
the Transformers.
But there's also, like, a contrast. It's not robot on robot.
Yeah.
So you can clearly tell who's fighting who and who's doing what.
And, like, the Transformers, they just look really badly animated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of CGI. They don't try to make them look real. The only time they ever look real is when they're in their other form. Yeah.
Yeah. There was, like, entire sections of this. There was just, like, I couldn't really tell what was going on. But I do
who
disagree.
Who is the Scottish guy?
Scottish guy.
He was...
Do you want his actual name?
The boyfriend?
He was the... not the Bugatti. What car was that? It was another Italian car.
The Scottish... Oh, the Autobot, right? The green one?
Yeah.
No idea.
What's his name?
I don't...
Oh,
I don't even know. I don't know the name of the actor or the character.
Because the other guy was Ken Watanabe.
Yeah.
I probably... And there was John Goodman.
John Goodman.
Yeah.
This is... You know, maybe this was in the original cartoon, or maybe just Michael Bay is racist, but each of those Transformers was like a horrible racist stereotype character. And it was completely weird and unnecessary, because I doubt on Transformer Planet they have Asian people? Or, like, what was the deal with that?
On Cybertron? Yeah.
On Cybertron they have Asian Cyberland?
There's, like, in the animated series, there's, like, Jazz, and he kind of has, like, a jazzy, like, hey, like, a New Orleans-style voice.
Okay.
But in the movie, though, he was...
I never heard
him. They amped it up. Like, this is kind of... Well, it's still on topic, but off topic, because it's the first movie, but I knew that Jazz was the black one from they introduced him. Because, like, he falls to Earth... The way he runs was kind of ghetto, I'll say. I'm black, so it's not racist. he was a little ghetto-y, and the car that he transformed into, he got at a Cadillac dealership. So there's that. But it's terrible. Just all of it. And they did bring back the one. What's that little one that's like an RC car that was just like basically Jar Jar?
Would that be Brains?
The one they kept, I think that's the one. Like they kept.
I'm looking at
jar.
The list now, and it is. Oh, and that Black Ops team was Cemetery Wind. That was the name of it.
Sounds like a death fart.
Yep. I've got the full name list here, in case you're curious. We got Optimus Prime was voiced by Peter Cullen. Galvatron was Frank Welker. Hound was John Goodman. Drift, Ken Watanabe. Ratchet was Robert Foxworth. Not Foxworthy. Crosshairs was John DiMaggio. Lockdown was Mark Ryan, and Brains was Reno Wilson.
Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
Brains is Reno Wilson.
I'm
he's the little
if
dude.
The Scottish Irish one, or whatever, was Lockdown or he's not, no. Crosshairs was the bad guy. No, Lockdown was the bad guy. Lockdown was the bad guy.
Yeah.
So Crosshairs.
He's the
must
one
be,
that Kelsey Grammer is doing business with.
Yeah, Crosshairs must be.
So, yeah.
And how did that? Can you, let's take a minute.
Where were you and how did you, yeah.
How did Kelsey Grammer get in contact with the Transformer hitman?
His space cell phone?
They were playing Battleships.
He had a space cell phone at one point. And then Kelsey Grammer hates all Transformers. So, like, how did he even at first trust this guy?
Yeah. Well, I mean, because he has no allegiance to Autobots or Decepticons, but then even with that, still, how did he...
He is a Transformer.
Yeah.
At one point, Kelsey Grammer's like, they're all aliens.
That does reinforce your point, though, because if he's neither Autobot or Decepticon, then how did
it's
he get
worse.
In contact with him?
Yeah.
It was like, he just shows up. And because Michael Bay said that they deliberately left a lot of questions unanswered with this stuff, but it's still...
There's no writing to, like...
Yeah.
What, they were lazy.
But maybe they say that to make you believe that it's like, oh, no, we're not bad at this. We just did this on purpose.
Because
oh, no.
That's Prometheus logic.
Then they can go where.
Can't get behind that.
But then they can go wherever they want with the next one.
Yeah. It's like, because initially, the way it ended, I was kind of like, okay, maybe the next one, it has potential to be better if they hire somebody else to direct it. But then thinking about it, the only way they could do it if there's no humans would to be just a full-on animated movie, which is basically what it is, but I'm just not on board with that. Like, I wouldn't watch it. Because I went into this one thinking, okay, they probably learned from the mistakes of the first three, and they're doing something better. But the human characters and having like human foes to fight—that's the only tiny baby step forward. Everything else is exactly the same. Like, it's terrible.
So let's say, wait, do I have more notes? Because I want to talk about that ending. I kind of appreciated it at the beginning when it seemed like world building was happening.
Yeah.
when they were like, oh, the last film actually carries over the effects, like Chicago was destroyed, so everyone's mad at Transformers.
So
I was like, oh, okay, good. They're actually like building on, they're making like a universe kind of thing. And then at several points they reference the creator of Transformers, and then like that kind of goes away. But
I don't remember that at all. Do they ever talk about that in the other movies? Like
No.
Who
this
created
is like
the
first
Transformers?
Time they've mentioned them.
Okay. The spark.
Yeah.
Because they talk about the spark in the first one, I think. I'm just remembering the cartoon.
The spark was like, that was pretty much the MacGuffin of the first movie. That's how they made that Mountain Dew bot, Mountain Dew Transformer, because the beef dropped it, and then like there was a vending machine nearby that was turned into a Mountain Dew Transformer. And there was like an Xbox. There was an Xbox one too. Yeah, product placement.
There's a lot of terrible ones. That, like, I'm pretty sure Hound and all those other ones are ones just created for these movies.
I don't know. You'd know better than I will, because I don't remember
Hound
the cartoons.
Hound was like a prospector.
Yeah.
Well, because usually...
Like everybody was some weird, like, type of, like, stereotype. Something. Yeah.
Usually they take whatever vehicle that they're, like, hey, it's a fire truck. So then they give it something similar to that name.
Hmm. Yeah, he was some type of, like...
What did he turn into?
He was like a giant, like, no, those...
He was like a cargo...
Yeah, like those, like, giant military trucks where they, like, transport weapons and people. Yeah. Like a giant one of those. But yeah, like, but I think he only took...
He transformed, like, once.
Yeah.
He took car form. Yeah. There was one point where they were, like, sneaking, but everyone knew that it was them, so they just got attacked and transformed.
And why do there have to be two different types of Bumblebee?
And if they jump on a building, wouldn't it collapse the building?
That, too. Especially if they're falling
on
a building.
They weigh, like, probably 4 or 5 tons.
Yeah.
Physics in this universe.
Yeah. That bothered me in the first one so much.
Yeah, well, escalators can support the weight of a running car.
That's why
in
the cartoon series, and even Power Rangers did this, whenever your Zords and your Transformers, they fight, they're fighting in the desert because nothing is around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I swear, like, their base was, like, by an aqueduct or something.
The Transformers base? Yeah.
This is interesting. Michael Bay wasn't going to do the film until he went to see the ride at Universal Studios and saw that everyone loved the ride. And he was like, yeah, I'll do another.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it was part of because he did a deal with Paramount. They helped him finance or make Pain and Gain if he would do another Transformers.
That's probably part of it, too.
Yeah.
And then also, other directors considered to replace Michael Bay. Roland Emmerich?
Oh.
Boo.
Joe Johnston?
Oh,
that could be better. Right? It's definitely better. Captain America was awesome.
John
Park 3.
Turtletop.
Oh,
wait, Three Ninjas. Have respect.
Come on,
Master of Disguise.
Never seen it.
Don't.
Can they make a
Three
sequel
Ninjas
with Stanley Tucci?
They should. Steven Summers, Louis Leterrier, who was the man.
I like him.
Yeah.
He did Transporter
and The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
And the terrible Clash
David
of the Titans.
Yates.
Really? Yeah.
Who's that?
They were all.
He did the last four Harry Potters. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I didn't see them. I saw the first, second, and like fourth.
I saw the first and Sirius Black. That one was good because Sirius Black is a cool character.
David Yates, though, huh?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm reading more weird shit here.
Lots of trivia.
Speaking of which, go ahead.
It just reminded me of, like, this movie, I mean, it's based on toys, so obviously it's made for kids, but they disregarded all of that by the how do you say get the fuck out of the way in Chinese.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you can't.
PG-13. You get one F-word.
But there's a lot of swearing in this movie.
But you can't take your kids to that movie unless you want your kids to be like.
What other
swearing? Probably like, they said bitch and shit.
Yeah.
A few times.
Goodman calls that little lizard thing in the cage a bitch before he shoots it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they are cussing up a storm in this movie. And then this is the first one that actually has an F-bomb in it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then also, just somehow this reminded me of how entirely creepy, like, the thing was between Mark Wahlberg, his daughter, and the secret boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. The Romeo and Juliet laws.
And he had a copy of it in his wallet. What a fucking creeper.
I guess he does it all the time.
I think he's a serial rapist or something. He just dates all the girls. When he was a senior, he dated all the girls he could. And then later on, he's just, like, carrying that around.
Yeah.
So, nope, previous relationship.
Yeah, he established some groundwork.
It is a small town, so he's like, I
and
get
it also
any of them.
Is Texas.
Yeah.
So there's that. Yeah. that was a good... Because they made a point of, like, they had the close-up on the card and everything. Like,
it was crazy.
This is legit.
I mean, like... You could go in, like, five minutes into this movie, you could say to yourself, well, if Mark Wahlberg's not going to try to do a Southern accent, why do I got to try to pay attention to this?
Yeah.
You know?
But also, coming back to the whole Romeo and Juliet thing, like, a pre-existing relationship, I love you so much, but then when they get onto, what's his name, it's lockdown ship.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm not here to help you rescue your daughter. You're here to help me rescue my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then
that's
shit's about.
That's should have just pushed him.
Okay.
Like, if he would have just pushed him off whatever
as soon as they're
on.
In the ship and they find her and then shit goes down, he pusses out. He drops his gun. It's like, I love you so much, but I don't love you that
and
much.
And like, he didn't ever at any, yeah, there's that
like,
kind of bothered
that
me.
Like, just one moment, like all of his heroics prior. Useless. Like, you're a puss cake. Like,
he never... there was never an indication that he was going to be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, the daughter, you know, she's a good daughter. She looks after her dad because all he cares about is his work, and she takes care of him, and she wants to go to college, and she saves and everything like that. And she's a typical teen. Like, you know, once school's over, she wants to go drinking. Like, yeah.
Mm.
But once the actual movie starts going, she is an asshole to her dad the whole time. I just care about my boyfriend. Like, dude, that's your dad.
Yeah.
And then, of course, only at the end. But it didn't feel valid, like her emotions towards her dad.
But also the way she lets her boyfriend talk to her dad, too.
Yeah.
Like, I like to be fresh when I'm making out with your daughter. And she's like, that's acceptable. Like,
I wish they would have had some sort of two guns back and forth. The boyfriend and the dad. Or,
wow.
Yeah.
You like Two Guns.
Well, yeah. Two Guns is a good movie.
I enjoyed it.
It's a good movie.
They had a good back and forth.
That's all you needed. Because, like, Mark Wahlberg, he's solid. He can carry a movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was nothing. Like, the guy that played the boyfriend was just very boring.
Yeah.
And his character was useless.
And his character was an accent.
His character.
Mark Wahlberg kept calling him Lucky Charms.
And sometimes I felt like his accent went in and out. I don't know. That was just me.
Yeah, I think
he's really from.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
he
was born in Colorado, but I think he was raised in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, like, I know his mom is Irish.
I thought you were gonna say, yeah, I know his mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Debbie.
We went to high school together. Debbie Charms.
Shar.
Yeah, yeah. Shar.
Shar. Like, couldn't Mark Wahlberg just make fun of him? Dude, like, T.J. Miller should have stayed in the movie, and he could have just picked on that guy the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
See, like, they had a good back and forth.
They should have not had the boyfriend and just had kept T.J. Miller.
And
why couldn't the boyfriend die?
Yeah.
Or it couldn't...
Or not exist at all.
T.J. Miller did... He was kind of a shithead. He called the number.
Yeah.
He got them into the trouble.
And he talked about his daughter.
His intentions were kind of... I mean, he was trying to kind of, like, help them. Like, get them out of trouble, for one.
He's get them out of debt. And get them out of debt.
Get money, yeah.
He didn't realize that, you know, Kelsey Grammer was just willing to kill everyone.
Yeah, Frasier was a hard ass.
He's listening because he works for the NSA.
With his rotary phone.
Yes! That annoyed... What the fuck was he doing with the rotary phone?
There was one thing, though, that was like... I mean, I appreciate that he at least tried to develop the characters early on, but I feel like there was more development that was necessary. It's like, I get it. You're struggling. Like, it was just like, it dragged it down. Like, he gave you more than you needed.
There was another part where, like, Kelsey Grammer and Mark Wahlberg were having a sit-down discussion, and Kelsey Grammer was like, there's a version of this conversation where you can go back to your life on the farm. And I was like, they blew up the farm!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go back to the farm!
You can go back to being homeless.
You can go back to your smoldering wreckage of a house that we caused.
Ooh, wreckage.
You know, it's like, this is dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, it was dumb.
Yes.
There's a lot going on here that was
dumb. It wasn't horrible, but it was dumb.
It was horrible.
It wasn't horrible. I don't think it was horrible.
They drove a car into a warehouse and drove it off a ramp onto another ramp.
I've seen Transporter 2, okay? Very similar.
Well, from that moment,
that's worse.
You're supposed to understand that they've done that before, that that's a thing that they do.
Yeah, but would you do that once ever? You know what I mean?
That's like his job or whatever he was saying.
That did not make sense.
He's a rally car driver. That is way different than being...
It did not make sense.
This is Michael Bay's understanding of what a rally car racer does.
It did not make sense for her to be... The co-pilot, when they got to China, she doesn't know China.
Yeah.
Like, the reason you have a co-pilot as a rally car driver is because they know the land.
Like,
they
navigate here.
And why did she just, like, just pull the brake? That was her thing?
Yeah.
Like, he couldn't drift on his own?
With innuendo, too.
Well,
grab my stick.
Grab my stick.
Yeah.
What? I'm Mark Wahlberg. What?
Yeah. From Boston, Texas. Austin, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I was telling Ty, I'm like, all they had to do is put a New England Patriots sticker on his truck. Just have the camera flash by real quick. Oh, okay, they relocated.
I'm pretty sure that protein powder that he was drinking in the middle that they stole, I'm pretty sure that's his, too.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you're putting in these products. Why don't you put it in mine?
Mark bars.
Yeah.
Is that a thing, really?
I don't know.
I know he's got, like, he has his own bottled water, dude.
Oh, shoot,
but,
really?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure that not hating on Mark Wahlberg, because I love the shit out of the Wahlbergs, but just product placement was out of control. Like, if they had that much product placement, then what did they need a budget for? Like, what did the studio finance this? Like, Victoria's Secret, Budweiser, Goodyear, like, all that stuff.
Made with a movie.
The Bud Light thing
Michael Bay pocketed
awesome.
All that money, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
$200 million, I'll take that.
So, I don't think they're going to do a humanless sequel.
Yeah, because the way they ended it, they did kind of, like, Bumblebee and these fools, watch out for this family.
That was a legit ending, though. I was like, not bad. It's set up for something else, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it goes back to something that happened in prior films. I'm like, that's kind of how you do it.
They kind of do the cheap thing where in this film, all the Transformers are being hunted, so there's only 5 left on Earth. So they just killed off all the other cast.
G.I. Joe retaliation.
Yeah. They're just like, no one else lived except for the ones you saw here. And then, of course, 3 films down the line, they can say, I was in extra secret hiding.
Yeah.
I was sleeping when you were fighting all those big fights. What's
in the
up?
Earth's core.
Yeah.
Taking a disco nap.
Well, there's like dozens of Transformers that probably have not been in these movies. That they'd be like,
they're probably utilized
it came from
the
Cybertron.
Dinobots more.
Yeah.
Which they never really said any of their names, too.
Yeah, and in the cartoon, they talk. But the only one I can remember for sure is Grimlock or Grimrock.
It seemed like
Grimlock spoke
an ancient language.
But they speak very like a Neanderthal, like, me, Grimlock. That's how he talked on the animated series. Yeah.
So Lou Ferrigno's got a job coming up. That's pretty cool.
Oh, my God, I love that so much. Me, Grimrock.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I got so much to look forward to here. No, I don't understand these films. What?
But they got 2 more, at least. This is supposed to be the beginning of a new trilogy, so, I mean, strap in.
This is Phase 2.
Yes. Essentially, right? Because Paramount doesn't have Marvel
Code Blue
movies anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to have a, what do you call it? A series?
A franchise.
A franchise?
Yeah.
So this is their franchise.
Yeah.
Sure, go with it. And then now that they've introduced these new protagonists, they don't even have to keep the same protagonist for each film.
They can have a spin-off universe.
Yeah, if Mark Wahlberg says, it's too much money, they can just throw in a new kid.
Yeah.
They can do it Fast and Furious style. Or Halloween. Remember, was it the second or third Halloween film where...
Or Michael Myers wasn't even in it?
Yeah.
That was the third one.
That was
one.
The third one, yeah.
Season of the Witch.
That didn't work at all.
That didn't work for them.
They had Tom Skerritt, though.
I don't even think Loomis was in 3.
No,
yeah.
Nobody from the original ones were in
3 was like in the past, right?
No. It was just
something
Halloween.
About like some weird like plot with a TV signal.
Yeah.
And like
that's what
pumpkin-headed children or something?
And it was in San Fran.
Was it?
Yeah, it was way...
Tom Skerritt was like a doctor or something. Or like a psychologist.
Just because I don't know. In Dark of the Moon, what happens on the moon?
They find Transformers.
Okay.
Basically.
Is there a moon base on the moon?
No, there's a...
Are we in the future where there's
an ancient Transformers ship that crashed in the moon? And it's like, it's part of why we never went back.
Okay.
It's like, nobody else can find this. It's a secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering how far how sci-fi they're willing to go. Because if they do a space sequel, will they run into space humans? Like, will they do a 15 years later kind of thing and like, We're shooting at a space rocket and we run into Optimus and the Creator.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or if they'll do it Moonraker style where all of a sudden the British Navy has a space division. A space division. Where everyone jumps out of their spaceship wearing their space suits
and
shooting space lasers.
Yeah. I think they're trying to tie in like historical stuff to this.
Which is dumb.
Yeah, because I remember... When they were making this
two
one,
or three.
They had part of it in China because there's like a specific area in China where they shot the movie that's supposed to be like, it's known for, there's a bunch of sinkholes that are around there, and I guess there was supposed to be like a ship that was there from a long time ago. but they never really mentioned it in the movie. So maybe that was what we saw.
Why, in the China version.
Why do they feel the need to do that? Like, why can't they just make a straight up just kind of like an act, like do the raid, do Pacific Rim, where it's just like, you know what, this is it. It's kind of nonsense, but we've got some cool stuff that we want to do with it, and here it is.
Because I mean, it is based off a toy, so you do have license to just be ridiculous. Yeah. Like, you don't have to,
it's
like...
based off a toy.
Like, yeah.
Battleship could have been a lot better.
That's why, like, yeah, because I was hating on G.I. Joe for the same thing, like that whole underwater base and stuff, but based off a toy, so...
One poor Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes.
I finally saw that.
But, fortunately for him, he was unrecognizable. Like, you see him a little bit in the beginning, but it's just like, oh, no, he's got a new face. That's not him. He just did that one part.
Yes, I liked it a lot. Yeah.
No. So it was a great car commercial.
Oh,
I want to buy toys and Oreos.
I can't wait for Slinky the movie. That's what I'm waiting for.
Dude, they greenlit, and I think it's going into production pretty soon, Stretch Armstrong.
What?
Yeah, no, that's been happening for a couple
years. That's happening. I know. It was
supposed to be Taylor.
Taylor Llama Face. Lautner, too.
Lautner Face.
Yeah, but that's happening.
Like the origin of Stretch Armstrong.
Oh, I drank stretch juice.
Yeah.
Stretch juice.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He ate a caramello, so now his limbs are super elastic.
My bones melted.
You know, I'll buy that as long as the movie's fun. I'll buy that. Like that game, Sunset Overdrive. They drank crazy energy drinks, and now they all turned into aliens.
But video games can be stupider than movies can. Because a movie, like, you have to... I mean, Like, you just... It's a video game.
It was secret ooze, and they transformed into some fucking...
Turtles?
Yes, come on!
How did the teenage Ninja Turtles go back in time? Was that ooze as well?
No, they found some,
time machine?
DeLorean?
Like, it was like an hourglass or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So and, not
no,
a DeLorean.
No, it was an hour... It was a scepter that... The head of it looked like an hourglass, and that scepter could just transport
Loki's
you back in time.
So glow stick of destiny?
Yeah.
All right.
You think they should do that in Transformers? They should do time travel?
Oh, God. That's probably the only thing they can add that'll make this worse. Yeah. Like, it's like, no, we haven't done to ruin this. Time machines.
We've gone to the moon. We've gone to China. Well, now we're going to the French Revolution.
Yeah.
Would that be... What? The guillotine is...
That's when
a robot called Guillotine.
Yeah.
he can't even move. He just...
Yeah.
He's
immobile. He's operated by like a dinosaur... I don't know.
In the cartoons, Megatron, he can transform into a ship, but he can also transform into a gun.
Yeah.
And then Starscream uses him and shoots. And it's like the be-all, end-all. If you get shot by that blast, you're, like, done for. They could do this where, like, one of the Decepticons holds Guillotine and then just...
Yeah. I'm on board. You realize we're probably secretly writing the fifth movie right now, right? Like Michael Bay is somewhere taking notes.
Uh-huh. This is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's like in a helicopter, like, this is excellent.
Everything else was dumb, so let's just get there. I mean, I don't know what I expected, but the writing was the worst.
What was Ken Watanabe's character again?
Drift.
He actually had three transformations. I'm reading the trivia. He was a samurai robot, is one way that this described him. He was a jet, and God, what else
a
was
helicopter.
He was some kind of car. Or a helicopter and a car.
He was a car, too? Oh,
he was a
Bugatti.
Was a car. He was the Bugatti. Okay, right, there we go. And I think the green one was like a Lotus
so he could
or
just
something.
I didn't realize that he was a car and a That's ridiculous.
Yeah, they gave him three. Oh, the first Transformer Triple Changer. That's Drift. He is a samurai robot,
which,
a helicopter, and a Bugatti Veyron.
In the animated, like in the cartoon, there was like a support staff. There was a guy that was an ambulance, a guy that was a
they killed the ambulance
firefighter.
In the beginning. They did.
Yeah. And then there was one that was like a helicopter.
Yeah, that was pretty jacked up too. Like the whole it being a kids movie angle and how they're just like Optimus Prime's like when I find who's responsible, they're dead.
Yeah,
and then also what's his name, the bounty hunter guy, like he's just like basically give up your dude or I'm gonna kill you in front of all these people, and then he killed him.
And
just like
Kelsey Grammer was horrible.
Yeah, like everybody's
I'm gonna
just
put my gun to your head and kill your daughter.
Mark Wahlberg too. Like I mean, I realized that he had to kill this guy to protect his family, but at the same time, the way that he had him kill him. It wasn't like he had no other choice. He was just—they were just shooting the shit a bit, and then he pulled out his butter knife, and then he threw a football at him and pushed him out the window.
Oh, also,
who's playing football in China?
Talking about—well, they explained that with the extended shot on the picture.
Yeah, that he never really looked at too. Like it's just
no.
Unless it's
some American family that relocated to China. Come on now. Come on.
For all the CGI going on in this film, you would think they'd spend a lot on it, but they apparently just stopped spending it when they threw him out the window. Because that was the worst, most unrealistic, unbelievable shot of a person falling out of a window I've ever seen in my
Initially,
life.
I thought they were going to do a Dread thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like with 4K it. And it's...
Yeah. It's just like, it was bad.
Like it was done in the 80s?
Yes. Like the 70s. Come on.
All the bad stuff happened in the 80s. Come on.
Well, no. I mean, at least they had a reason to look shitty in the 80s because it's the 80s. Like, now it's just like, you're being cheap. Come on.
They spent all the money on the Transformers.
And it's ILM, too. It's like they don't know how to do it, you know? Like.
So anyways, go see Transformers in your local theater.
Yeah, if you like the first three, then you'll probably like this piece of
shit. That's what I'm assuming. Like, there's no one like Andrew and I where it's like, well, I've never really seen any of these. Time to start with the fourth. Let's go see that one. I feel like it's only people who have seen the first three that are going to see this.
I'm drawn to Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I like Mark Wahlberg too. But like this movie,
that's literally what happened.
Yeah, but I haven't seen
this series.
One of his
movies in a while. Is very much like a kid's version of the Resident Evil series. It's just like they get worse, but they can't stop making them. Like, why?
Because there's somebody who wants to make them.
But yeah,
and people will go see them because I saw the first seven.
Yeah. And they just keep making more and more. Well, this one didn't make as much as the previous three. Like, I think it's...
Still 100 million. God.
Give it time.
Yeah, yeah. But its opening weekend wasn't as... It was the largest this year, but it wasn't... It was lower than, like, previous installments. But who cares? They're going to make, like, 17 more of these things. So, unfortunately.
Hey, guys, we're getting Avengers 2 and Guardians of the Galaxy is coming out. Are we all excited for that?
Hey, well, we get Jurassic Park with actual dinosaurs next year, so
Jurassic
that's cool.
World.
Oh, that's right.
And
my
Chris
mistake.
Pratt. So, yes. I mean, we're good.
Double the Pratt. You know, I'm into it.
This has been Nerd's Eye View, episode 190.
Well, this has been the review segment.
That lasted a lot longer than I thought we wanted.
Yeah. I know.
We just wanted to get into it. What's next? Oh, yeah. Matt, what is new in theaters?
New in theaters this week, we have To Me, Deliver Us From Eva, Earth to Echo, Echo? Earth to Echo. I said Echo, not Echo. Damn it. And Life Itself. Oh, and Premature.
So while we're promoting ourselves, Ty, you figure out what you're going to guess the ending to, because I realize you haven't done that. You should check out the YouTube Audio Library. Because that's where we got our theme song, Sophomore Makeout, by Silent Partner.
It's pretty good. I like it.
And if you like our logo, it's by Justin Kizon of Agents of Guard.
Also, if you want to just cut out when I said it's pretty good, I like it. If anyone, like, they want to cut it and use my voice for anything to, like, approve a product, yeah, you can do that. Okay. You don't have to pay me.
So Justin Kizon from Agents of Guard. That's agentsofguard.com. That's nerdy articles, I'll call it.
Losers.
If Jordan was here, I guess he left a note for us. He said so Gamer Assault Weekly is the website that he writes for. He says something about coverage of the first meeting of the OC Extra Life Guild and a review of the PC Mac mobile game Monsters Ate My Birthday Cake are coming this week.
Yes.
So that's GamerAssaultWeekly.com.
At GA Weekly on the Twits.
Thank you.
Ow!
If you remember in the news when we talked about Community, you should go listen to Shut Up Leonard. It's a podcast that myself and Matt Benson do, where we talk about Community. Every episode, we talk about a different episode of the show. We're going in order, kind of. We started with season 4, and then we did season 1, and then season 5 came out, and now we're doing season 2, and then once we're doing season 2, season 6 will be out. So it's pretty great. I feel good.
Season 3 will never get its due.
It'll be at the end, like we always imagined.
Nope.
We're doing
James
Bonding, where
there will be
in weird opposite order.
There will be a rift between you and Benson, and the podcast will end.
I don't like that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Anyway.
You heard it here first.
That's shutupleonard.com or benreadnetwork.com/shutupleonard. That comes out every week, so give it a listen. Go like it on Facebook. On Twitter, it's at shutuplenpod. What would Tom say if he were here?
I'm not going to do his voice. Not this week. He'd just say, hey, like, my name's Tom. He wouldn't use like. He'd say... I write at OptiGrab. I write things there. I write at ReadWave about TV shows. Pretty much every day I'm writing on the ReadWave about various TV shows. Which ones do you know off the top of your head?
I don't know. He's writing about all the TV
shows. Yeah, he's a writer amongst writers. He writes a lot. Ty, what are you writing?
I write in my diaries.
Your L.A. Noir diary over there?
Yes.
Okay. If Tom was here, you know, I think he'd also say congrats to his sister who got married.
Yeah, congrats.
That happened.
That happened.
You could vote for us on podcastland.com for podcast of the month. Every month they do it. You just go to podcastland.com. You find Nerd's Eye View, or you just click our link that we put in the description and vote. It's easy. It's fun. We like it. You know what else we like? When you go to benviewnetwork.com and check out all the other podcasts that we have there, including Extra Damage. That's our video game podcast on the network.
Extra Damage.
We got Midnight Marinara. They just dropped a new episode.
Marinara.
That's they take creepypastas and turn them into radio dramas. It's a fun, good listen.
I can't even do the voice that David does. I was going to try to do it right now. No.
He does a really
it's good.
Crazy voice.
You say creamypastas or creepypastas?
Creepypastas.
Creepypastas.
But you can have a creamypasta while listening to Midnight Marinara.
I would enjoy
creamypasta is like it's like an internet campfire story.
Ah, okay.
Think about it that way. Cool. So they're pretty great. I was in an episode with Benson a couple of weeks back. We voiced some characters in the episode The Nice Guy. But they just came out with one called Whistling, maybe? Nope. I feel like that's not it. We'll just go look it up. BenVinero.com/MidnightMarinara. And our personal website, NEVpodcast.com or... on the Twitters, at NEVpodcast, or send us an email about your local video store, NEVpodcast@gmail.com.
Ty, did that give you enough time to think about your guess the ending?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Are you doing Premature or the other one?
Deliver Us from Olivia Munn.
So Matt, take it away with Tame.
I've got Tamai, and it is directed by Carmine Falcone's son, Ben.
Nice.
That's her husband. That's cheating.
What?
Cheater.
That's her in real life. That's Mila.
Yes.
Mila, oh, it's like a Mila Jovovich and a terrible movie guy that did Three Musketeers.
Paul W.S. Anderson.
And, yeah. All right, starring.
Apparently she had a dream, and that's how this movie came to be. So.
Are you talking about Twilight?
What? I don't even get that explained.
That's how Twilight happened.
It was a dream.
The author had a dream about a vampire.
Stephanie Oscar Meyer. That's not her middle name?
It gets better. Okay.
Her baloney had a... starring the aforementioned Melissa McCarthy,
yeah.
Susan Sarandon, Dan Aykroyd.
Good, he's getting work.
And Mark Duplass. The great Mark Duplass. After losing her job and learning that her husband has been unfaithful, a woman hits the road with her profane, hard-drinking grandmother. She lost her job. She was a chef. You know, she cooked a lot. She lost her job. And her husband, well, he worked in agriculture. And he cheated on her with all the vegetables he could. He messed with so many carrots, rutabagas. He was down with those. And
you would think he would make a pie first.
No. Because he had his own, what do you call that? Green. House
salad?
Is that the thing that you put your vegetables in?
Yeah.
Okay. He had one of those, and there was at one point in time there was an issue that it was built too far, and he had to tear it down. And even behind his greenhouse, there was a marijuana farm. So they go on the road, and eventually. She hates her mother. She's like, ugh, Mom, you're so horrible. I don't even know why I agreed to do this. All you do is you drink and you smoke and you curse a lot. I don't understand. And then she realizes, hey, I'm just like my mother, and we're just like our parents, and we can't escape it. And that's the realization, the end. But they get in a car accident, too. They're fighting verbally, not physically. They're getting into a spat, and then a car accident happens, and then... mom's on life support in the hospital, and like daughter's like, I realize we're the same, you and I, Mom. I love you. And then for some reason, right now in my head, doo, 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 I don't want to wait. Popped nice. In my head. I don't know. I feel like whenever things get touching, maybe they just need that song.
That's what it's for.
I'll just appreciate all the Gilmore Girl references you made.
You got it.
All right, Ty, tell us what you got.
I got Deliver Us from Evil. Directed by Scott Derrickson. Starring Eric Bana, Edgar Ramirez, Olivia Munn, Chris Coy, and the conveniently left out Joel McHale.
Yeah. What the hell?
IMDb, I C and P, okay?
Oh, gotcha, cut and paste. 16 and P? Carrots and peas? No, that's about...
I was going to say something else.
Oh, no.
Nope, don't say it.
No. New York NYPD officer Ralph... I guess
Cats
this is based on a true story as well, but it's about a cop, a popo from the NYC named Ralph Macchio.
Sarchio.
Sartre, who investigates a series of crimes. He joins forces with an unconventional priest, schooled in the rituals of exorcism to combat the possessions that are terrorizing their city. So what I think happens is that him and old boy priest get together, and they're like, yo, some janky business is afoot. So they go and get, like, some machetes, maybe some, like, water balloons full of holy water, and then, like, I don't know, like a garlic sash for whatever reason, you know? And then, you know, you gotta sharpen these things up. And then they get, like, a sweet van, like, A-team style van. You know what I mean?
Black?
Yeah. But we'll say it has a blue stripe, because...
Yeah, okay.
That's the color.
Like a racing stripe.
Yeah. Or maybe it'll be, like, black and white, because, like, the whole priest collar thing. Mm. We'll go with that.
Just one white stripe across the whole...
Or just one white door.
Yeah, okay.
So it can be for, like, the police car and the collar.
Maybe just the front end is white.
It's getting confusing. But
or the hood. The hood only is white.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay. The tires are white.
It's got white walls.
It's got white walls,
white
yeah.
wall tires. It's got a
TV
white hood.
TV in the back.
And it's got a white racing stripe along the back. And then just no doors in the back, just because it's BA. so then, yeah, they start, like, a crime-fighting force, like a super team of, like, homeless people because they're driving around in the van. They just go to various soup kitchens like, yo, you want to fight crime? And these homeless people are like, yeah, in exchange for ham sandwiches. So they go around with their water balloons and their sashes and whatnots. And then they find, like, demons that are possessing children and dolls and whatnots. And then Olivia Munn comes up and she's all, hey, I quit Attack of the Show for this garbage. And then Joel McHale is all, I know, mistakes were made. And everybody quits their jobs. And kids die. And the devil wins.
Is Hobo with a Shotgun, is he one of the homeless people?
No, Rutger Hauer was going to do it, but then, I don't know, he's like eating soup or something in the kitchen.
Did they ever figure out that the priest can bless the bullets, and then they just shoot the blessed bullets at the possessed people?
Doesn't that happen in Preacher?
I want it to happen somewhere.
I was going to say the priest, I mean, he not only does he bless the bullets, like he dunks them in holy water,
yeah.
And then he draws like a little cross on the top of the bullets. I think that was John Carpenter's Vampires?
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Wait, and James Woods has a cameo just because. James Woods and Shia LaBeouf.
He was working at the Quickie Mart last time I saw him.
LaBeouf? Oh.
Oh, no, wait. He was having an affair on Entourage.
All right, so I guess that leaves me with Earth to Echo.
Wind and Fire.
Earth to Echo. So this is directed by Dave Green. Thanks, Dave Green, for taking the script to E.T. and making it about a robot. Starring Teal Helm, Astro, Reese Hartwig, and Ella Wallerstein. After receiving a bizarre series of encrypted messages, a group of kids embark on an adventure with an alien who needs their help. All right, so they got this alien. It's a little robot thing. And they're like, oh, man, we got to help him. And so he's, like, flying around doing little tricks. And they're like, oh, we love this little robot. So they go on a whole adventure. And they're like, they have to jump over rocks. And then their parents are like, oh, no, we're our kids. And the weird thing is, there is, like, a transmission coming to the robot that says Earth to Echo. And they're like, that's weird. Why would, like, there be a transmission trying to reach Echo coming from Earth? And then the robot eventually gets them, because they're in Middle America, so it gets them
Middle America.
To the ocean.
America.
And they get up to a beach, and the robot flies over the waves just a little bit, and then a dolphin comes up. and then the transmission comes out of the robot, goes, Earth to Echo, we need your help. The Sega Dreamcast has died. Can you help us revive it? And the dolphin goes, it does a dolphin noise. and then it goes and jumps through some rings, and it saves the Sega Dreamcast.
I was hoping that's where this was going.
This
oh, God.
Best guess the ending ever. Congratulations, you win. We don't have to do these anymore.
All right, so if any of those endings are correct...
go with the dolphin, that's genius.
Please email us, anybpodcast@gmail.com. We are not seeing any of these films next week. Thank you, Jesus. Even though I would watch Joel McHale as a cop.
That would have been the one I would have voted for.
Even though I hate horror films.
Premature actually sounds pretty decent.
I want to know what's going to happen to Scott Derrickson since he's directing the Strange film.
Doctor Strange.
So anyway, we will be reviewing Snowpiercer. Go to your tiny art house theater. That's where we're going, the literal Long Beach Art Theater. And check it out. And we'll have a viewer review next week. Thank you. This has been Nerds Eye View, episode 190. I'm Andrew.
I'm sorry.
I'm Ty.
And you're not.
No.
Yes.
By taking you down to Sizzler, yeah, maybe some Arby's, Big Beef and Cheddar.
If you take me to the Sizzler, can you put trash bags in your pocket?
Yeah.
We can get more food that way.
Take home some of that there shrimp.
Oh, it's juicy.
Some of that steak and shrimp, some surf and turf.
Cocktail sauce, that's my favorite.
Nothing like a $2 steak and a $3 lobster.
This voice creeps me out, by the way. I'm fucking terrified of this voice that you're doing.
Yeah. It's supposed to be creepy.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.